Well, now to Cuba, where the government of Raul Castro is trying to improve relations between church and state, giving the green light to plans for the first new Catholic church in Cuba since the 1959 revolution. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
Fausto Velos takes me on a drive to see his big problem. He's chief engineer for the Catholic Church in eastern Cuba, an island that was once atheist and is now secular. As we rattle along in a battered black Chevrolet from the 1950s, Fausto tells me there's not enough places here to worship now. We pull up in the suburb of San Pedrito, where a tough situation for Catholics got even worse 2 years ago. The wooden parish church here was wiped out then by Hurricane Sandy. Fausto tells me the hurricane was devastating for the diocese. 7 churches were totally destroyed, 28 seriously damaged. And across the east of this island, 11 Cubans were killed. Across the street, negotiating the horses and carts that are more common here than cars, I meet Marta, an elderly parishioner, who tells me these days the locals gather to worship in the street. Inside her own home with its crooked wooden walls and tin roof, Marta shows me the few items they managed to salvage from the church ruins. There's some chairs, the pulpit, and 2 chipped figurines from the nativity scene. Thieves made off with the rest, Marta explains.
We really need the church rebuilt now. People keep asking me, Marta, when will it happen? Because not every priest agrees to say Mass in the street.
But a solution could lie a short distance away in El Cobre, where the sound of the daily Mass floats over the lush hillside. This site is the shrine to Cuba's patron saint.
I've just walked round to the back of the sanctuary here, and I'm looking now at an enormous pile of white and red metal bars lying here on the grass in the sunshine. All of this was once part of the stage built for the historic visit of Pope Benedict to Cuba, and it's now at the heart of a giant religious recycling project.
The heap contains over 25 tons of steel, first seen when the former Pope said Mass in Santiago. Now, engineer Fausto's team plans to use the bars to build the first new church permitted here since Fidel Castro took power. It all shows just how radically relations between church and state here have changed, according to the Archbishop Dionisio Garcia.
I think it's not only about improving attitudes to the Catholic Church, but to churches in general. I think there's a better understanding of religious affairs, so we hope it won't only be this church that we build.
Fausto spreads out a sketch of the new church on the bonnet of the Chevrolet, showing me how the material from the former papal stage will be resurrected. In the drawing, the old beams soar and curve over the domes of the new building.
It will be a reminder of the Pope's visit, which was huge for us as Catholics. It's giving new life to something that was used for the Pope and will now be preserved for future generations.
The steel beams were donated by the state, as was the land here on this car park. The challenge now is raising the rest of the funds to raise communist Cuba's first ever new church from a mountain of scrap metal.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Cuba.